Georgia, GEORGIA Foreman, FORAMAN 22856. Ms. Foreman is being evaluated today, 5/21/2025, for face-to-face evaluation at 11:20 a.m. period. New paragraph, she's currently on hospice with history of COPD, hypertension. Primary diagnosis of COPD, she also suffers from hypertension, right-sided heart failure, tachycardia, shortness of breath, weakness, debility, pedal edema, bowel and bladder incontinence, and ADL-dependent, period. New paragraph, patient has a KPS score of 40%, lives with her daughter, Darmecia, D-A-R-M-E-C-I-A, period. Her MAC is 26 with 26 centimeter, period. New paragraph. She has a history of smoking in the past. She does not use oxygen. Her truth side today is what, 95%. Blood pressure 140/92, period. New paragraph, her pulse is 99, period. She also has a history of hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, chronic pain, and angina, period. The pain is associated with degenerative disc disease and rotator cuff tear in both shoulders, right greater than left, period. Patient has minimal activity. She was able to use a walker, but because of the pain in her shoulders, she's no longer able to maneuver her walker, so she does a lot of sitting around and not doing anything, period. New paragraph, she's encouraged to keep her feet elevated to keep the edema at bay, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. I'll put in there somewhere, because of the severity of her disease, she's now using her nebulizer at least 4 to 5 times a day, noted by her daughter, Darmecia. Thank you.